Welcome to the Ha Ha Hoots podcast. I'm here, Ernest Christian. Actually, this is the emergency podcast. As you know, we are now tonight will be the final game of the regular season for the Miami Heat. They played the Boston Celtics actually in Boston on a second night of back to back after a huge win last night against the Detroit Pistons. So as you know, there is obviously still a lot of things not figured out yet in terms of playoff seedings, and this is what this podcast is for today. A lot of questions have been asked as to whether the Heat have clinched the 3 seed or gotten a position yet as to where they'll be for the postseason, and that is not the case. Right now, if the playoffs are today, they're on the 3 seed, but tonight's game has a lot riding on that. So I decided to do an emergency podcast for you guys to at least have an idea of what each scenario pertains. What the Heat may end up depending on what scenario plays out. So like I said, tonight is the final night of not just for the Heat, but of the entire league. The playoffs start this Saturday. So obviously everything will be decided tonight. We will know this evening, tonight, where the Heat and, for that matter, everybody else in the NBA, where they'll be doing, playoff teams will be doing from this point forward. So, like I said, this is for you guys. Obviously, the scenario number one is very simple for the Heat. If the Heat control their own destiny right now. The Heat control their own destiny. If they beat Boston tonight, it's this simple. They're the 3 seed. Okay, they're the 3 seed, and they will most likely play Charlotte. Although there's still scenarios where that may not happen. They can play either the Celtics or the Hornets. The Hawks will not fall beyond 5 at this point, but there's still scenarios still being, I assume, that could be brought up. But right now, the scenario that I have right in front of me right now is that right now, most likely the Heat end up number 3 if they beat the Celtics. They will probably end up playing Saturday or Sunday at American Airlines Arena against the Hornets or the Boston Celtics, which is actually what I'm assuming every Heat fan wants, is home court advantage. And I guess most Heat fans will like to avoid Cleveland till the conference finals. Well, this scenario does that. The 3 seed means you avoid Cleveland, who clinched the number 1 seed Monday night for themselves. Which means that if the Heat were to go further in the playoffs, that they would not play the Cleveland Cavaliers until the conference finals. So that's scenario number one. Obviously, if the Heat win, if they control their own destiny, if they win against the Boston Celtics on tonight, they will be the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. That simple. There's another scenario out there, number 2, that could happen if the Heat lose tonight. The Heat could lose to the Celtics, but the Hawks also tonight lose to the Wizards. In that scenario, the Heat will still be the 3rd seed. I believe the reason being is that there'll be a 3-way tie. And because of the 3-way tie, the Heat will have the tiebreaker at that point, because they have tiebreakers over Charlotte and Atlanta. So there's still scenario number 2 still has Heat at the 3 seed, but only if the Hawks lose to the Washington Wizards, who have nothing to play for, obviously. And this is assuming the Heat loses to the Celtics tonight. Scenario number three, is the Heat lose to the Celtics, then the Hawks beat the Wizards, but the Orlando Magic beat the Charlotte Hornets. If that scenario happens, the Heat will be the 5 seed and most likely be playing the Boston Celtics in the first round, basically flying back to Boston. As you know, they play tonight against Boston, and they have to start game 1 either Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, in Boston. So I assume that this is the scenario that nobody wants. I assume the players don't want this. I'm definitely sure the media does not want this. So obviously this is why the Heat, controlling destiny, take care of business tonight. They will be the number 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. So this is a scenario I think will be the most annoying for the Miami Heat and for its people involved in the situation, like media types and others. The last scenario here, this is a little complicated here, but the scenario here is the Heat lose to the Celtics, the Hawks beat the Wizards, and the Hornets beat the Magic. If this case happens, this is only this case, the Heat will actually fall to 6. Now, people are saying, well, why is that going to happen? Well, here's why this would happen if this scenario actually did play out tonight. Atlanta would have the most wins of all the four teams, removing all the tiebreakers and making them division winners. Without that division title, the Heat tiebreaker falls against the two teams in the same number of wins. Celtics and Hornets, head-to-head records, all that. Basically, this scenario means the Heat will be number 6 seed. I don't think it's worth breaking it down. I would if you want to read this down in detail, I would encourage you to check out Ethan Skolnick's piece blog he did last night, actually, on Miami Herald .com. And he broke it down pretty nice. But that's the scenarios in play here. But obviously, if the Heat take care of business tonight against Boston, Celtics team actually hasn't played that well the last couple weeks, couple of games after beating Golden State actually 2 weeks back. They've actually struggled the last couple of games. So if the Heat can win here and take care of business on their own, they will be the number 3 seed, and all is fine and all is great in the world, and we can look forward to game 1 at the AAA, and that's it. So, and by the way, I do apologize also too. We haven't done any podcasts in a few weeks. A lot of scheduling issues though, but we are planning on doing a round one breakdown. Me, myself, and Dave Ramil this Friday. Looking forward to that. So check it out. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all that. And we will see you on Friday.